Hey everyone, good afternoon. This is Carla Wilson and I am joined by
Mary Motes.
And we bring you Online Biz Insiders podcast every Wednesday. And welcome to episode 6. Online Biz Insiders podcast was created for folks who are solopreneurs, virtual assistants, and other folks with online businesses. We like to share best practices and resources to make your businesses run more productively. Today, we are going to talk about online data backups. Mary and I were kind of comparing notes before we started the recording today, and I said, you know, this is good that I don't have any kind of horror stories to tell. You know, I know there have been some folks out there who've, you know, either had their hard drive crash or, you know, for whatever reason have lost data and there was no backup to be found. So I always caution folks to have more than one backup process in for your system. So today we're going to talk about some online systems. One of the greatest purchases I made for $120 was my 2 terabyte external hard drive. It's it's been a great resource for my company. But let's talk about some online resources. Mary, what do you use?
I actually am in between plans at the moment. I am right now, I am depending on on 2 external hard drives.
Cool.
However, I am thinking about jumping back in the pool. I was using, I've used Mozy and I've used Carbonite.
Right.
They both are excellent choices. I personally prefer the Carbonite. They basically work the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You sign up for an account, and depending on how much they charge you based on how much data you're storing, and it's extremely nominal. It's almost nothing. And they, when you sign up initially, it's a bit of a deal because in order for it to continually back up your files, it has to assess what is on your computer and back up what's there. And so your initial backup when you get started can take days to complete.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. And you know, it's like funny. I think it's like a great, it's a great way to, it's kind of like a wonderful set it and forget it thing. Because once you get that under your belt, you can set it so that it's constantly like updating with the latest versions of your files. So it's not like, oh, once a day at 4 o'clock, it's going to do a backup. You can set them to do that. But generally speaking, it's kind of like an ongoing thing. So you know that the service that you're using is using the latest and the greatest. And that when you're doing other things on your computer, it's also going to I initially thought when I started working with them that, well, gee, it's doing all this stuff in the background. It's going to slow my internet connection or it's going to make things sluggish or, you know, but it's smart enough to actually, they call throttle your bandwidth.
Yes.
So like you're working on stuff and, you know, like if you're using a lot of internet resources, it kind of takes it down a few notches so that it's still working in the background, but maybe not as quickly, but you don't notice it because it's not slowing your work at all. So that's a good thing. so that's good. It's definitely something, it's like a nice hands-off kind of way to handle it.
Right. Now, I currently use Mozy, and it basically does a backup twice a day whenever my computer is idle. So if I'm, you know, I was out at a lunch appointment, I came back and I had a report, Mozy did a backup for you. Here's how much data was backed up. How is Carbonite different from Mozy? Do you know? Well, I guess you would know because you've used both. I've only used Mozy. How is Carbonite different?
I don't think it's really that different. I mean, they basically sort of work the same way.
Gotcha.
I think, you know, to be honest with you, if you're a Mac user, one, I think is better. I'm just looking at I want to look at their website now.
Mm-hmm.
Carbonite.com. I know that for Mac, one is definitely better. And I apologize for not knowing which one. But it's, I think they basically work the same way. I mean, they kind of have the same MO. They have the same features. you know, they're roughly $60 a year, $50 to $60 a year.
Yep.
I don't really think there's a giant difference between them as far as how they work.
Okay.
I know they're the primary competitors to each other.
Okay. And the another resource we were talking about before we started recording was Dropbox. I mean, I've been using it for file sharing. However, you know, as you said, we could easily have been be using that as a backup as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, it's I think sometimes people get a little out of hand with their backups because generally speaking, it's just your data files that need backing up. You don't need to back up software files because you can reinstall software. And I think people sometimes lose sight of that.
Like completely had lost sight of that.
You know, I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, like, you know, you can always reinstall Microsoft Office.
Right.
You know,
right. So it's
really just your data. That's it. Which can be quite a bit of stuff, but, that sort of thing. 'Cause you don't be backing up stuff like browser cache files.
Right. Okay.
If you just go like run with the default settings, it's going to update everything.
Right.
Like, do we need to update cookies on our computer? No.
No.
I mean, really just, that's just your data, you know? And, that's why I'm a stickler about this. I always, when I get a new computer, I partition part of the drive off just for data, and all data is held completely in a separate drive than the rest of my computer for that very reason. Because otherwise, I'd never find anything.
Aha! Huh. All right. Yeah.
That's just my little thing.
No, that's very good. I like that best practices idea. In fact, I'm going to need to go and check my settings and see what exactly I'm backing up right now. Make sure I've got the right plan set up for me. And then another idea you came up with and that we were discussing, and I guess I was misunderstanding what the resource is the Amazon AWS S3, which is the Amazon Web Services Simple Storage Solution. Did I say that right?
Yeah, Simple Storage Service.
Thank you. Okay. Which I have known that service to be a media host, but you are saying, and you confirmed this afternoon, that it could be used as a data backup source.
Yes. Yes, it can. I was telling Carla before we started broadcasting today that I finally have had the opportunity to investigate using Amazon for media hosting. And in my just investigation, and it took a lot of investigation, because it's not for the faint of heart. I'll just say that. It became apparent that like there's little like applications you can get, and they're free. One of them is called Cloudberry, and what it does is it kind of acts like an FTP, like a file transfer application, but you can set it so that you create a file, like a folder at Amazon, and then you have your folders on your computer. Well, say you have like client folders that you want to keep backed up. You can set it so that it will synchronize the two folders periodically, which is basically, that's what it is. It's a backup. You're creating a copy of your files and putting it on the cloud, which is the million-dollar word that everyone's using today on the internet.
Right.
It has really, really, I don't want to say good, it's actually elaborate security settings on your account. I couldn't imagine anything being more secure because it took me a half an hour to nail down how the heck to even get into the account once it was created. It's not intended for general public consumption because they say it is, but it's actually, I'm a certified webmaster. I've been working on web stuff for most of my career. I had a hard time figuring this thing out. But once you do, it's awesome because it gives you immense, nearly limitless storage for free or darn close to it. But there's all sorts of other features that I can't imagine getting into, things like load balancing or stuff like you can store, like for some crazy reason, if your business has to host files within a certain country, or things have to be delivered out of a certain, like a certain continent for whatever, like a technical or regulatory reason, you can set that up. Like,
wow.
I mean, obviously not the crowd that's probably listening to this podcast, but it had a lot of things that like that obviously were an immense value to more enterprise or corporate customers. But it's definitely something you could simply, if you're willing to slog through the how-tos, you can set it up to do backups in your computer.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. Let's see. Are there any other online resources for backup?
What did we say? What did we say? Box.net?
You said box.net. That's correct. That's correct. So does that work like Mosey and Carbonite as well?
I don't think it's, I think that's kind of almost more to be compared with Dropbox.
Okay. So more of like
I think that's not a dedicated file sharing. And by the way, I want to get back to something I said earlier. Apparently Mosey markets heavily to Mac users. So that seems to be the one to
good
go
clarification.
With.
Yeah. Good. Good for our Mac people. Our Mac folks out there.
Yeah.
And okay, let's talk best practices about that data backup. So would you say that, well, luckily the online ones, you can just set it and forget it. And have it do the backup when your computer's idle or 2 a.m.
yeah,
or whatever.
Right,
but
right.
What about the external hard drive stuff? Like what would you say would be best practices for, like doing a data backup to your external hard drive?
I would say, you know, if you can get, I know there's like, I don't know if they still make it. It used to be called Norton Ghost, where, sometimes they would include it along with, it's like kind of the software. If you bought an external hard drive that they would throw the software in.
Gotcha.
And it would basically run like almost the moment you edited something, it would create, I don't know if it's like a normal backup, but it's a kind of like, I think the word ghost actually has some sort of technical meaning. I don't know what that is, but apparently it creates a mirror version of the file that later gets saved as part of your backup.
Okay.
So that you can go back to something that literally you just edited a short while ago. Like you don't have to say, oh, I got the backup and it's all a day old.
Right.
So you can do that. And I know you can do that also with the online services too. But I think honestly, if you do, depending on how you work, I think if your program is set to back you up a couple times a day, I think you're way ahead of the game. I think it's a lot to set things up where it's constantly updating things because eventually it's going to slow things down somehow for you. But
right.
But I think that at least at the very minimum once a day, at the minimum.
Right.
I've actually sort of become, I don't want to say lazy or slovenly about backups, but I lean too heavily on the fact that most of what I do ends up on the internet anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like as soon as the website is uploaded or if you're working in WordPress, well, it's all online anyhow. So I tend to like have to, so there's probably, you know, I tend to lean on that a little too much. But on the other hand, I just say like, I think if you do it once a week, that is absolutely not enough. I don't think. I think that you've really got to do it at the minimum once a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, as we talked a bit earlier, as I said, I don't officially have like a horror story of needing my data backup. But in July, when I knew it was apparent that the laptop I was using was not going to continue for another minute. or another, well, I wasn't sure there from hour to hour what was happening. It was the external hard drive, I think, that made me feel less anxious when it came to just finally, you know, giving up with the laptop and moving on to the new PC that I was getting. So thank you God for whoever, you know, invented this external hard drive.
And you know what? I'll tell you something. There's something to be said for the external hard drive. I mean, you know, the one thing I got a little, I once had an, I think it was with Carbonite. I tried to do a restore on one file and it just got all buggered up. Like it was just like it hung. I couldn't get the file back. Now I know that if I just took some time and investigated it, I could have resolved the whole issue. But it's sort of like, I need something else. It kind of made me think like really the double gamuckle is really the best way to go. Like, you know, having both. Because there is something really nice to just have that. There's a couple extra drives on my computer, and oh, there it is, right there.
Yep.
And I just have a little software program that goes through twice a day and just backs up my stuff, and it's right there, like right there in front of me. I just got to put a USB thing into it. Like it's a sort of, kind of like a less, because it's something is online, there's like more security that's involved, and it does things. It's not quite as simple as just moving a file to a drive.
Gotcha. So. Right.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, those were the resources we were going to talk about today. If you have any suggested online backup resources, we'd love to hear your comments. Please feel free to comment on our podcast website at onlinebizinsiders.com or by sending us a comment to questions@onlinebizinsiders.com. We would love to hear from you. And also, if you have any suggestions for upcoming episodes, we'd love to talk about whatever you'd love to hear. So please let us know that as well. So thanks again, folks, and have a great week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.